The city council is peeved at Sean Dorsch for encouraging neighboring county commissions to support a measure that would transfer oversight of the Charlotte airport to a regional authority, and for sending talking points to legislators sponsoring that measure. Dorsch says he did those things as a private citizen and that he has not publicly expressed an opinion as chairman of the Airport Advisory Committee.
The issue has not been discussed with the Airport Advisory Committee.
That is correct, and that's part of the problem that I'm trying to address.
The idea.
Have you known about it since January of 2012?
The idea.
Have you known about it since January of 2012?
The idea.
Have you known about this since January of 2012?
This testy exchange with Mayor Anthony Fox went on for over a minute. The mayor wanted Dorsch to admit that he was involved in early conversations which led to the current legislation to strip the airport from the city's control.
Were you part of conversations about changing the airport to an authority as early as January of 2012?
I'm here tonight in an official capacity.
I think you've just answered my question.
Dorsch's official capacity as chairman of the Airport Advisory Committee is to advise the city council on airport policy and management. If Dorsch had been doing his job, Fox says the council wouldn't have been blindsided by the push for an airport authority. Dorsch argues the council didn't ask for the advisory committee's opinion before the bill was filed, and then asked the committee not to discuss the issue until a city-sponsored study could be completed. Councilman Michael Barnes asked Dorsch for the names of other individuals who've been driving the airport authority push. Dorsch refused.
I don't think it's my role to identify people in this community and what their individual views are on things. I think it's up for them to make a decision about when they want to publicly identify themselves and express their opinions.
But they're not going to. I mean, they've clearly pushed Rucho and these other guys to the point where they filed bills, and the ball is, we're rolling downhill now, and the turd is getting bigger and bigger. And so it's not going to stop.
Frustrated at the lack of answers from Dorsch, the city council switched between questioning and verbal lashing.
Boy, are you a dancer. And I really don't appreciate you dancing around our questions.
Councilwoman Patsy Kinsey.
I just think you have way overstepped your bounds.
You are one slick fella, and I don't trust you.
That is Councilman Andy Doolin. And Councilwoman Beth Pickering asked if Dorsch had considered stepping down as chair of the Airport Advisory Committee.
No, ma'am, I haven't. I have not done anything that would require that or warrant that. And as I said tonight, any conversations I've had with anyone has been in a personal capacity.
That prompted Councilman David Howard to ask Dorsch if other members of the Airport Advisory Committee had asked him to resign.
I've had a variety of discussions.
Anybody asked you to resign? Sean, please, one time tonight, answer one question direct. Just one. Has anybody asked you to resign on your committee?
I've had a range of discussions with people.
Wow.
Is that a yes?
Yes, sir.
Anybody want to stand up and tell me, please? Has anybody over there asked Sean to resign?
5 of the 11 Airport Advisory Committee members stood, including Vice Chairman Andrew Riolo. After yesterday's meeting, Airport Director Jerry Orr only shrugged when asked if Dorsch should remain the chairman of the committee and said, quote, it's in the mayor's court. Mayor Fox has the power to dismiss Dorsch from the advisory committee, but late last night he released a statement saying he would delay any action because members of the Airport Advisory Committee had asked for time to deal with Dorsch's chairmanship internally. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.